Welcome back inside the Tiger Den. Great to have you with us on this Saturday early evening now as we pass 6 o'clock. We told you it had been a while since Trey Davis scored. He scored 5 points against Fort Wayne Northside. That was on the second weekend of December, so it's been basically 6 weeks. Williams trapped along the near sideline, gets out of it, skips it out top Weddle into the corner, an open three by Sawatsky, no good. Rebound grabbed by Klein, and they get a reload. Out to the top, Sawatsky. In on Sullivan, half hook, floats in. That's a floating one-hander from about 12 feet out. Warsaw's lead is 7, 21-14. Cooled out to Bricker, 22 feet out. Had the ball knocked away by Williams. Bricker dies for it, trying to get it back to Gould. Williams rolls over with it, and we're going to have, I think, a timeout called, and the Goshen bench is being told to chill out. Michael Wolford can't believe it. The official is explaining it. And it is a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here with 3:38 left to play in the first half. And Warsaw leading 21-14. It's a double weekend next weekend for the Tiger Boys. They will be at Northwood in the NLC on Friday. So we get to see our good friend Roman Smith. JV game at 6:15, airtime 6:10 on NewsNow Warsaw. And then on Saturday, Elkhart will be here. And we'll be on the air starting at 6:10 also on NewsNow Warsaw. Bricker, Finlinson, Sullivan, Gould, and Yeager out there now for Matt Moore. And Finlinson will bring it up. And again, it's a man-to-man defense here by the Redhawks. Carson Gould left side. Into the corner, Sullivan. Yeager wants it. Wow, that pass was thrown really hard by Sullivan. Yeager is lucky that he didn't break a finger. Turnover, Tigers have the ball. Goshen's got the ball. Williams down below us against Sullivan. Up the baseline, ran out of space. Throws it out wide of Klein. He's able to keep it in the front court. He's guarded by Bricker. Skip pass across. Sawatsky for three, in and out. Bricker up high for the rebound for the Tigers. Tigers by 7, 3 minutes left to play first half. Gould hands back to Bricker. Bricker looks down at Yeager in the post, throws it out to Gould instead. He's swinging around to Finlinson. Finlinson backs down in on Klein. He'll fall and fire and hit again. He's got two baskets, both of the fall-away variety. And the Tigers are up by 9, 23-14. You get the feeling the Tigers are just a couple possessions away from pulling away from Goshen, and yet the Redhawks aren't going anywhere. Sawatsky drives left, another floating one-hander, no good. Bricker, another rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Gould. Gould up the middle of the floor, pulls up at the three-point arc, keeps dribbling. Right side to Finlinson. Finlinson holding shoulder high, lobs cross-court to Gould. Gould with 2:15 left in the half, hands off to Sullivan. Sullivan looks right, finds Finlinson dropping back for three. Yeager's got the rebound. Out to Sullivan. He starts in, hands back to Gould. He shoots a three straight out. It's no good, and it hit the backboard wire above the basket. It's out of bounds to Goshen. Carson, the first four games of the season from the field, 2 out of 17. The last five games, 13 out of 19. But the three-point shot that he found during that stretch has kind of gone back away again. Klein pounding the dribble against Bricker, waiting for movement, and now Williams comes out to get it. He'll drive in on Martin and float one up there, and he scores. They've got 16 points, and I'll bet 12 of them have been on running, floating, high-angled shots near the lane area. Carson Gould to Finlinson, hands back to Carson down toward the left side. He'll bring it back to the arc, back to Bricker. Bricker runs it in the lane. He'll force one up. It's blocked by Williams and grabbed by Williams for Goshen. Outlets to Sawatsky. He'll bring it up the near side. Now take it to the middle. Picked up on the switch. Klein against Bricker. Hard contact there. Play goes on. Shot taken. Foul call. Luke just absolutely hammered Klein. Slapped down on the arm. He was in great shape. He's taller and longer than Klein. And all he's got to do is just go straight up. And everything would have been fine. But he slapped down, and even if he hadn't made contact, which he clearly did, that would have been a foul anyway. Klein to shoot two with 109 left, and the first one's up and no good. The first half looks like it's been played by two teams who played last night, right? I mean, that's part of the challenge of this game is not only playing games on back-to-back nights, but you're playing them on an even shorter time frame than what you normally would. That one's good. Klein makes one out of two. That's a 67% free throw shooter. That makes it 23-17 Warsaw with 105 left to play in the first half. Finlinson out top to Jaeger. Jaeger bounces into Martin. He'll spin baseline side, forced one up, and forced it in. Martin with four. 25-17 Tigers. 50 seconds left to play first half. Warsaw's record when they lead at halftime, pretty good this season. Off a screen, Sawatsky picked up a switch by Finlinson. Now to Williams. Williams looks back at Michael Wolford, who's calling out instructions. They're going to change the actions with 30 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw's fouls to give. They've only been called for one foul and a whistle, and Michael Wolford wants a timeout. This is a full timeout here. That's interesting. Full timeout by Michael Wolford. 24 seconds left to play first half. Warsaw leads 25-17. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Wrestling team competed today at the Northern Lakes Conference Tournament. That was up in Mishawaka. They finished seventh as a team at two champions. One of those was Cameron Kaufman. And all of a sudden, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't remember who the other one was. Well, I'll find out for you, and we'll have it at halftime. Warsaw comes out in a half-court trap. Sawatsky is trapped at midcourt, jumps to pass the center circle to Klein. 10 seconds left to go in the second. Warsaw leads by eight. Klein skips it near side for Werthmann. Back out top, Sawatsky for three. No good. And the corner, Weddle grabs it, shoots it at the buzzer, and almost put it in. He's falling backwards out of bounds, and it sure looked like that ball was going to go in. It rolled out. Warsaw leads at halftime 24-17 over Goshen. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Tiger Den. Warsaw leads 25-17 at the intermission. First half scoring for Goshen. Levi Sawatsky, six. He engaged Werthmann each have six. They're the leading scorers. Andre Williams has four. Braxton Klein has one. For Warsaw, Drew Sullivan's got two. Robbie Finlinson, four. Maiden Berger, two. Brant Martin with four. Luke Jaeger, three. And the leader is Luke Bricker, who had 8 points in the first quarter and did not score in the second. So he has 8 points at halftime. Warsaw scored 15 in the first quarter, led by eight, 15-7. Both teams scored 10 points in the second quarter to give us our score of 25-17. We were tied once at seven. We had two early lead changes. Warsaw won the JV boys game 49-26 over Goshen. The JV now has won two in a row. They are 7-4, 3-1 in the conference. Goshen falls to 8-4, and they are 2-2 in NLC play. The JV girls team is playing down the hallway in the Career Center gym. We'll get an update on their game later on. 25-17, Warsaw with a lead here at halftime. We'll give you the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Warsaw, 25-17. Warsaw leads Goshen in the boys' basketball game. Here are the first half stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Goshen, 7 of 22 from the field. That's 32%. They're 2 of 9 from three-point range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Warsaw in the first half, 12 of 23. That's 52%. 0 of 3 from three-point range, 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge belongs to Warsaw, 14-12. Goshen's got 7 turnovers in the first half, and Warsaw has 5. Points off the turnovers, Warsaw 6, Goshen none. Second chance points, Warsaw 2, Warsaw 4, Goshen 2. Points off the bench, Warsaw 6, Goshen none. Warsaw played to an even 1.0 points per possession in the first half, and Goshen to a 0.65. They're doing some special things with Everwise here at halftime of this game, so they've extended halftime a little bit. That'll give us a chance to go a little deeper into the box score. Luke Bricker, 4 out of 6 from the field in the first half, missed his only three-point attempt, and now has missed 4 free throws in the last 2 games, including his last 4 free throws. So he's got to be thinking about that. Robbie Finlinson, 2 out of 4 from the field, 4 points. Brant Martin, 2 out of 4 from the field, also 4 points. Leading individual rebounder for the Tigers, Brant Martin with 3. And here's the weird stat. Warsaw with only 2 assists in the first half of play. They had 12 field goals and only 2 assists. That is not like this Tiger team. They had 5 turnovers. As we said, Goshen had 7, so they handled the ball pretty well. But their ball movement left a little bit to be desired. And so we'll see if they can improve that here in half number 2. 25-17, Warsaw leads Goshen halftime. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. We start the third next on News Now Warsaw.